33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Well, as you've heard, President Trump says he's going to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. And that has a lot of businesses that do cross-border trade concern for obvious reasons, but not so much the oil and gas industry. As it turns out, energy was actually not on the table during NAFTA or the talks or the signing. And so American energy companies like ExxonMobil, led until recently by new Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, are now partnering directly with Pemex, Mexico's state oil energy agency. It's all part of Mexico's attempt to modernize, inject cash, try to reform its energy sector. But as Marfa Public Radio's Lauren Madelon reports now from Mexico City, there's reform that has to take place at Pemex itself before more companies in the U.S. are going to feel comfortable investing.
Pemex Tower is unmistakable on Mexico City's skyline. The nerve center of Mexican energy is a monument to oil and gas, when both produced massive, steady income. No longer. When Mexico ushered in energy reform 3 years ago, inviting foreign players into the market for the first time since 1938, crude oil sold for $100 a barrel. Today, it's news when it cracks 50. These days, Pemex is slashing its workforce and dumping pension obligations.
It's not easy to see a simple, competitive future for Pemex.
Mexican energy analyst David Shields.
Because it is overstaffed, it is overdebted, and it has all kinds of burdens that it has inherited over the years when oil prices were high, and high prices bring inefficiency, overspending.
Pemex's finances are messy. Credit rating agency Moody's has issued a downgrade, and Fitch says Pemex faces insolvency. Pemex owns hospitals and hotels for offshore workers, things typically outsourced by major oil and gas companies.
You have to swallow very unsavory medicine in order to take care of the patient's illness.
Jorge Piñon's the former head of Amoco in Latin America. He now leads the Latin America Energy Program at the University of Texas at Austin. He says Pemex is taking its medicine, cutting the fat. But changing Pemex's corporate culture, he says, won't be quick or easy.
So when you have an institution like Pemex that for 75 years has been a state monopoly, it is inherently corrupt in the way that it does business.
Just one example. A few weeks ago, a senior Mexican federal police official said some Pemex workers are almost certainly working with organized crime to steal oil. Pemex says the current gasoline shortage in Mexico, one that's sparking daily outrage, is in part caused by oil theft. Pemex admits corruption's a cancer.
It's a fact. We need to face it.
That's Jose Manuel Carrera, Pemex Director of Business Development. Across town, I met with Cleanto Lete, who heads the Mexico office of Brazil-based Braskem, Latin America's largest petrochemical company. Braskem's one of the early foreign players in the deregulated Mexican energy market. Lete says there's another problem at Pemex, brazen nepotism.
With somebody retired, he could indicate that he wanted his son or his nephew or somebody from his family to take his post. This is absurd.
He says that's changing, albeit slowly, and he agrees with former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Antonio Garza, who says U.S. energy companies will miss out if they don't move in. But Garza, who now lives in Mexico, also says some of those companies may not move until Pemex gets its books in order.
Does Pemex need to reform? I'd say, you bet. And most Mexicans would say, should have been done yesterday.
Pemex hasn't exactly been helped by the Mexican government. Instead of using profits to help the company upgrade equipment or train workers, it's used Pemex as a piggy bank, taking away its profits to build schools, hospitals, and in one case, a world-class baseball stadium.
We have laid out a clear set of mandates.
Pemex's Jose Manuel Carrera says despite those blights and low prices, there is an upside for U.S. energy companies, even if a Trump administration decides to make it more expensive for those companies to set up shop in Mexico.
The opportunity is so large that oil companies are discerning enough and understand the first barrels that will come out of these fields will be not now, but in 5 to 7 years. They should be actually looking at what is their price expectation on that horizon of time rather than actually just looking at the current price.
Mexico sees its energy reserves as a focal point of national pride. It's why foreign companies were kicked out in the first place almost 80 years ago. Reform wasn't an issue when oil prices were high, but now there's a real urgency to modernize Pemex and bring in foreign investment and expertise to rescue it. In Mexico City, I'm Lorne Madelon for the Texas Standard.